Blog Talk Radio.
Perform the task at hand with complete focus and attention to the moment, observing without judgment. This is living in meditation, the place of inner stillness, innocence, and power. As light workers, our actions need to be frugal, otherwise we deplete our energy. When we are still enough to hear guidance from our higher self, we will be able to honor the rhythms of the universe, the periods of rest and activity. There is a day and a night. There is a season for planting, a season for growing, a season for harvesting, and a season for rest. When the unexpected comes, a master acts with self-confidence, even if he stares death in the face. This way, he remains clear to the last minute. Death is an ominous force stalking those who are unconscious, but to a master it is his strength. He lives every day as if death is on his doorstep, and since he is facing the worst, nothing else can scare him. This prompts him to live on the edge with a vibrancy of life, so he notices everything and finds pleasure in simple things. A master is vigilant in anticipating problems, but lives joyously in the moment, expecting perfection. In this regard, death becomes our ally because it reminds us of our probable demise and to begin living every day fully. This lifestyle is a great contrast to the majority who are living as half-dead existence. As spiritual masters, it is important that we take our light into the world and live our truth. We are the monks without monasteries, and we need to live in the streets amongst the masses. Many have ascended while in seclusion. This time it is different. We are clearing all our parallel lives and ancestral issues so that the planet can ascend. We have specifically designed life among the masses to do this because the density accelerates growth. The interaction also allows us to have an effect on a greater number of people. We do this by the electromagnetic frequency we emit. When others come in contact with this energy field, it causes limitations or constricting beliefs to instantly manifest. In this way, it creates a potential environment for mental, emotional, or physical healings to occur. When everyone's limitations start manifesting, the outward appearances seem chaotic. Interpreting an event as chaotic is merely a lack of perception, because when viewed from a higher perspective, it is a lower order destructuring to emerge as divine order. The majority of people seem to be busy searching for something to come in from the outside, yet that yearning is for unity with our higher self. When reached, our human awareness that is separated once again returns to wholeness. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to A Life of Miracles. That wonderful excerpt was from Almeen's wonderful book, A Life of Miracles. And tonight's show we are dedicating to becoming pillars of the temple, taking up the mantle of our godhood. Our beautiful sister Sandra is traveling this night, so we will be back with you next Thursday at our usual time. And for now, I am going to hand you over to Almeen. I invite you to become comfortable and cozy and maybe have your notebook on hand. And we're just going to share some beautiful recordings that you may be familiar with, maybe not. The first one is from Entering Godhood, Part 3. And it's some of the principles of living pristine godhood and the magic of the gods. So enjoy. Thank you for joining us tonight, and we will connect again next week.
We are going to speak today about the continuing principles of godhood, starting with 151. Fully expressed third level of the God Kingdom. When one lives your godhood, and I have had to define these levels of the godhood, calling the third level super godhood. So when one lives these, you are starting to be able to earn the right to call yourself a god. In Toltec lore and teachings, which I worked in for many years prior to this incredible journey that we're on, it is so that you cannot call yourself a Toltec until certain inner stages of mastery have been accomplished. You cannot call yourself a god until you are not only living the pristine humanness of the human grids removal. In other words, when they're gone, what does it then turn into? Pristine humanness. So let's take a look at that. For years it is that we have gone through it. We have studied things like the frequencies of adventure. There are 585 total of these, and as we've lived them, we have earned the right to then inherit these exquisite 441 principles of Godhood. But Godhood is not living only those principles, because you can't just live the middle ring of DNA. It has to begin with the very center rings of DNA, which is pristine humanness. Then you live in addition the additional three rings, and you have Godhood. But what is this super Godhood, this third level of the God Kingdom? It is when you are also living the magical life. The magical life is a perspective, and the perspective allows you to interact in a magical way with your environment. 152. Chosen dreams, fashioned from the sacred elements of my being. The poetry in this is so profound that I wish I could just write a poem on this entire thing. The chosen dreams, fashioned from the sacred elements of my being. When you sleep, if you go into the mirrors of the dream time that you have been visiting before, when we didn't understand what sleep really was, you cannot, in fact, direct your life from there, because the mirror is, in fact, influencing you. So chosen dreams, to choose your dreams and fashion from the sacred elements of your being, their fulfillment takes a skill in how to sleep. You will find that this is different. You will find at times that you have slept a very short time, but even after sleeping such a short time, there seems to be no fatigue. Yet at other times it will feel as though you're sleeping, but you're sleeping with wakefulness. Sleep and awakening has combined. The God being does not go into the mirrored world of dreams, but instead commands his being to go into the formless parts of himself, the formlessness of his being, during sleep, and to allow possibilities of the potential that is found in the formless aspects of an individual to be brought forth into his day as new building blocks for new opportunities. In the way of choosing dreams, it is chosen during your aware time in the formlessness during sleep. You can, however, direct where you want the dreams to go by asking a question right before you go to sleep. And when you go to sleep, you say, I wish to know this or that. I wish to understand this or that. And the direction in which your questioning goes is the direction in which you will be answered during the mornings. So you have chosen your dream during the night, and in the morning there is a deeper awareness, and suddenly the answers just become clear. 153. The guiltless erasing of uninspiring dreams by withdrawing your presence. Man is in a dream. They are in every way totally enmeshed in the fake realities of their own making. And they have made it during the time that they have been going around and around the disc of life. And so, to save man, to support someone in his environment, when his environment is unreal, does not necessarily mean that you're doing anyone a favor. let alone yourself. What you can do is to simply say, these areas of my life inspire me, these do not. And if they do not, what you do is you just completely withdraw your attention from it. Focus somewhere else. You can erase the uninspiring portions of others' fake realities or dreams by withdrawing your presence without guilt, for it is your desire to walk a journey of inspiration that you may be all that you wish to be, and in doing so, to allow others the same. 154. Releasing draining ties of a fake sense of entitlement through an eternal perspective. We are open to manipulation from others when we think that we have in some way shortchanged them. Oh, if only I hadn't made these mistakes with my oldest child. Oh, perhaps I should help her extra much. She had a hard time because I wasn't as good a parent as I was with the latest child. It is easy when you are experienced to know the pitfall of parenting. Did that first child exactly know what they were coming into to be the first child? Yes, they did. And so the sense of entitlement is unnecessary, because whatever is short in your life, something else is compensated. And so you will find that first children are often very, very much more responsible than later children, that they are ambitious, that they are achievers, because perhaps you were a little tougher on them, but it makes their later life so much better. They know what the trade-off is. Release feelings of guilt that create draining ties of a fake or false sense of entitlement. Look at it as an eternal perspective. In an eternal perspective, there is no loss ever. And it's just like a teeter-totter or a seesaw that two children are playing on. Now you're up, now you're down. The best you can do is move ahead without the binding ties of guilt, and be all you can be, and set humanity free from the law of compensation that comes with duality. 155. The highest expression beyond martyrdom as the purest form of compassion. To pluck out the breast feathers to make a nest for others might seem like a very praiseworthy thing to do, but martyrdom has no place in our new reality. If you always make sure that your own needs are met, drop the ties that bind with partners, with children, with parents. If you do what is right for you, you will always end up on top, because you are guiding your own life as you go into the formlessness during night, and as you wake from what seems just like a deep sleep in the morning, you will find that you effortlessly know which is the right direction. There is, for example, a higher expression of compassion than what the world defines it as. The highest form of compassion is that when it is your turn to help, you do it effortlessly and move on. You don't look back. When it is before you, it is yours to do. When it is not there, move ahead. Learn the lessons along the way. Fix it within, it fixes without. Emphasize abundance within, and all the world shall have bread to eat. 156. Guardians of the sacred seed within. Through uncompromising self-reverence. I have today encountered some of the most beautiful ones that we have written for a long time in these particular principles. How beautiful is this, to be the guardian of the sacred seed within through uncompromising self-reverence. You cannot be a martyr and injure the self for the sake of saving another if you are living this principle. And so yet again, as we have found so many times, these principles effortlessly dovetail and unfold from one into the next. To be guardians of the sacred seed within is that it does not in any way serve humanity for you to be squandering your godhood on trying to fix life through the arrogance of thinking that you know better than the divine timing that is unfolding. Guardians of the sacred seed are guardians of godhood, which is like a ball of blue light within each creature. As yours becomes your way of life, you will find yourself in this blue luminosity with the tones of your being singing the sacred song of uncompromising self-reverence. Uncompromising self-reverence means that you know that wherever you are is a sacred place, that others are benefiting from the pureness of your intent and the authenticity of your being, and it is your gift to them. And you interact sparingly, for indeed, godhood is strong wine, and not many are up for it. Release the affairs of the world, the bad news of the media, the fear of people everywhere. Release. Feels appropriate, you may stand up and shake your body. Shake, shake, shake. Imagine it rolling off you like drops of water. Let go of the things of the world. They are the tail that wags the dog in our life. No more. When you feel that you've just left it all behind, let it all go. Supported in its softness. You are light as a feather. Breathe out any stress until your lightness is felt. From the ancient records I read, Michba Perechve Sauhat Vavi Extra Eskla Uretve Perek Ustaba. Come now, my children, to the comfort of my embrace where you belong. Though it has seemed as though it were so, nothing is ever wrong. Breathe deeply now. Imagine yourself as a feather in the clouds, floating high above the earth. Just spend a little time enjoying this new feeling of freedom and weightlessness. The feeling that there is no point of arrival, just the endless journey of adventure. You are sitting. Move your hands on your lap so you can touch one another. If you are lying down, place your hands lightly on top of your sternum or outside of your left hand, where your little finger goes into the hand and the hand goes into the wrist. That outer edge. The crease where the hand meets the arm. If you move your hand, you can feel where that joint is. About 3/4 of an inch above it, there is a little fleshy part. An inch and a half or so below the beginning of your little finger. Just about a finger and a half above the crease of the wrist. On the outer edge of your left hand, you will be tapping that spot with your two fingers. And when I say to alternate, you will tap the same spot with your left fingers on your right hand. But for now, just find the little spot. Little fleshy edge on the outer side of your hand. And relax. Scientists have felt that affirmations work when this part of the hand is being tapped whilst they are being said. During this meditation, we will repeat within our hearts silently, or if you wish to mouth them, the affirmation of the fullness of living. Start now with two fingers to tap that little spot just a little bit above the edge of where the hand meets the wrist. On your left hand, tap there. Nanskar urech baras. Bilsperech unesvi. Kiohastach usebi. I am in the deep, contented peace of knowing the infinite perfection of my being. Spero ustechme nenechskava ishperenuhve sta uminesech. I am in an environment graceful change and deep contentment. Chevech misatach besunechve archvasta kurspavi eskletve nunach. I am receiving great abundance. As I am a blessing to this world. Chebesh Nusarach Banat Elchklesve Uspait Aresta. All that I experience is an expression of my eternal being, unfolding in deep rapture. Teshbaruk Nensah Rabbi
Birurachne Stavech Husvava. I fully embrace that which I masterfully manifest in an elegant universe. Relax your hands now. Just breathe deeply.
Of ecstatic flourishing in all
things. Vilsprech Brahur, Baravech, Hishpavek. I dwell in the utmost confidence of the master of my own destiny. It is now time to relax your hands, and then when you are ready, tap again your left hand with your right fingers and add your own affirmation.
Thank you.